full-scale invasion could topple Ukraine's capital in 3 days. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That prediction from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, according to congressional sources who spoke to Fox News. The Pentagon also says Russia could fabricate Ukrainian aggression to justify an attack.
Last week, a reporter insisted the State Department provide evidence of videos the U.S. says Russia is creating. Graphic propaganda videos with actors to make it appear as though Ukraine is attacking Russia. A State Department spokesman said the proof is that he's saying it. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told the Fox News Rundown podcast their decision to share the intelligence was a deliberate one.
And there was an honest debate about, gee, how much can we really talk about this? Because we don't want to reveal how we know it. We tried to come down on the side of transparency and certainly on the side of calling out the Russians for what we know they're thinking about doing.
Kirby said he could not promise that any more context to the allegations would be provided.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The U.S. and NATO allies are hoping to solve the crisis through diplomacy. Germany's chancellor heads to Washington this week. Diplomacy on the sidelines of the Olympic Games in Beijing. China's president met today with the leaders of Poland and Pakistan. A show of support in Minneapolis for the family of a black man shot and killed by police.
The protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis, demanding justice for the police killing of 22-year-old Amir Locke. Police body cam video released Thursday showing the 22-year-old Locke shot as cops executed a no-knock warrant while he was apparently asleep holding a firearm. The Minneapolis Police Department says it's launching an internal investigation.
Fox's Sue Guzman, according to the Star Tribune of Minneapolis, Locke was not named in the warrant. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Your morning coffee could start costing more. Same goes for your membership to Amazon Prime.
Starbucks says it's increasing prices perhaps several times this year on top of an increase in October and last month. On what? Well, that depends on where you live. But consider this. Their large venti coffee set you back $2.45 last year. Now it's nearly $3. Amazon announcing a 17% increase in the price of Prime. It will now cost subscribers $139 a year for fast shipping and other perks.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti, the price of Prime has not been raised since 2018. Prices aren't the only things going up. Many cities continue to cope with an uptick in crime.
We need to vehemently prosecute violent criminals. We need to restore the rule of law, and we need to embrace broken windows theories. And along with supporting and funding our police departments, we can accomplish that goal.
Joe Grimaldi is the National Vice President for the Fraternal Order of Police. Last week, President Biden met with New York City Mayor Eric Adams to formulate a plan to fight rising crime. Some controversy is surrounding the new mayor. Video has surfaced showing Adams referring to white police officers in 2019 as crackers.
It's a comment that should not be used, and I apologize not only to those who heard it, but to New Yorkers because they should expect more from me, and that was inappropriate.
For years, Adams himself served on the police force. They don't know what it is or where it comes from, but one thing's certain in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, a mysterious smell that has come and gone in the past has come back. Some residents say it smells like ammonia, others liken it to a rotting animal corpse. According to a local newspaper, officials keep trying to figure out the source, but have so far come up empty. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.